Dear people of God, we are on the second Sunday of the Lent. We move from the reflection of the temptation to transfiguration. We are invited today not just to transform, but to transfigure. Transfigure so much so that people could see and feel the presence of Christ in each one of us. There was a couple, Hazel and Harry, were married for 15 years. Their relationship was so limited to newspapers and weather reports at a dinner table. Hazel loved her housework so much and always busy right after a hectic job. Harry worked long hours, came home always tired. And so they ended up spending their drowsy boredom in front of the television. There was not even one occasion Hazel and heard Harry called her lovingly. Not even one time. She felt like an old plant that was withering silently and slowly. One day her friend visited her and chided her to do something so that Harry could say something. She wanted her friend to have some spark and fire, and so decided to have her hair done and visited some stores buying some things that could pull her husband to see and say something. After their long day, they came and waited for the arrival of Harry. He came in and looked at his wife and what she has done. He moved over to her, took her by his arms, called her name after a long time, so lovingly. He called her name so lovingly over and over. When it happened, Hazel was radiant and aglow. She was literally transfigured, not because of the new outfit, but because after a long time, in years, she heard her name called in love. Transfiguration is that much of recognition. God calls his beloved son in love. That's what he does with all of us. A simple makeup, a touch-up, or an overhaul could bring about an amazing look on a person or on a thing. We all could look elegant and pleasant just by a simple grooming with a haircut or hairdo. This is just a transformation. But readings invite us to have a sense of a transfiguration. When people really feel this transfiguration, they are able to love differently, hear things differently. When people fail to recognize who Jesus was, Jesus went to the mountain to pray with his privileged apostles. You know their names. In this mountain experience in prayer, it is made clear that Jesus is not Elijah, neither Moses. This mountain experience is more of a theological experience, not a geographical experience.
It is indeed a complete metamorphosis experience. Metamorphosis happened during this most remarkable event that brought out the identity of Jesus, sharpened his vision, and focused him to travel onto Calvary. That is journey to Jerusalem. Jesus became radiant and aglow as he was recognized by God as the Son, the chosen one. Listen to him. Father alone got his name right. If you know this context of this transfiguration, this comes right after Jesus asked the question, who do people say that I am? And each one is telling something, something. And he was not that impressed. No one got it right except the Father. And God gets it right with all of us. He calls us so lovingly. Calls us, you're my beloved daughter. You're my beloved son. And this is really a recognition for us. Not to run away from suffering and pain that we need to go through. Because that is the path to salvation. That is the path to glory. That is the path that will take us to heaven. St. Paul beautifully puts it to people of Philippi. He says very clearly, don't hang around with sins. Because we belong somewhere. Our destination is somewhere. Our glory is somewhere. That is to a travel towards heaven. A man came to a priest, an old priest, and told, Father, I am so much suffering. I can't let go this sin. This sin is really haunting me and making me always to cling on to this sin. I'm so much clinging on to this sin and it's not letting me go. So he said, let us go for a walk, my son. They both were going in the woods. As he was going, he saw a pine tree and went and hugged the pine tree and said, please leave me, please leave me, please leave me, he said. Then this man thought, man, what is happening to this priest? He must be now running mad. So he asked, Father, what are you doing? Oh, I am doing exactly what you are doing. But why are you holding the tree and telling, please leave me, leave me, leave me? The tree is not holding you. You are the one holding the tree. Yes, my son, that is exactly what you are doing. Sin doesn't hold us. We hold on to sin. That's what St. Paul is encouraging. Christ will make us a transfigured people if we let go the grip of sin. The grip of that addiction. The grip of that the way we treat others. Transfiguration is all about looking at people with something, a new vision and glory. Abraham had been asked to leave his homeland and to go and live in a strange place. A complete change for him. He simply believed and God made a covenant with him. Abraham put his faith in the Lord, who counted this as a making him justified. We call him Father of Faith. The divine nature of Jesus was revealed during this transfiguration. We are not called to transform, but to be transfigured. Transfiguration is an experience of faith. It's an experience to travel on without being, distracted. In our life, we may have the experience of transfiguration by spending quality time with our loved ones, reducing our unfair treatment of others. Transfiguration is not a solitary event in the gospel, but one that happens over and over again. Jesus transfigured the lives of the broken, the wounded, and the wavered. And that is what this day calls us. The transfiguration made Jesus getting to who he really was. And that is what need to happen to us. And all we get closer to who we really are when we hear our name called in love by God and by one another. That is the transfiguration. With all the failures and sins and brokenness, we are able to recognize the other as the chosen, the precious, loved one. With the endearing that call, we are able to call this person to travel on, never give up. Will we be able to call them and listen to them lovingly in our families? Metamorphosis is possible when we endearingly call people in love. In our Lenten journey, we are asked to transfigure each other by the power of God's love in us. May God bless us. Let us dare to really transfigure. May someone notice from today. Amen.